Blackstone Audio presents The Seascape Tattoo by Larry Niven and Stephen Barnes. This book is read by James Patrick Cronin. To my copious array of cousins and their descendants, Larry Niven. To Fritz Leiber and Robert E. Howard, the dreams you shared were more golden than the treasures your heroes pursued, more magical than the sorcerers they slew. Stephen Barnes.
1. The Taxman. Because their city sprawled out along a desert coastline, Menaheimians always seemed surprised and unprepared when water fell from the sky. They rarely cobbled their side streets and seemed not to know how to control their carts and horses in muddy thoroughfares. Eros's men grumbled in low voices as they struggled through the muck. Near the Happy Mermaid, they gathered in little clumps, then one big clump. Each carried a bulging sack on his back or shoulders, each leaving a weapon hand free. They moved inside, found an empty table in the kitchen, and began dumping what they had. Fat Mal had a goat. Tor One Eye had three kinds of potatoes. Eros the Aztec had brought finger-sized bananas, two great bunches. Carpote, the inn's owner, came down the stairs grinning.
"Eros, more free fare for my folk?"
"Free if you'll serve us drink."
"Your first round is free, taxman, and of course my clients will know who to thank."
Eros nodded more or less happily. He'd get no better. It was a good exchange. Taxmen needed friends. Tord had picked them a table, a big one. Eros's dozen men.